all pieces of information then are things that are sort of specifically required for Fineman. Right, the characteristics of our hazardous substance, I indicated ignitability. We can define these things then either as flammable or combustible liquids depending on their flash point. Now, a flash point is where we take a ignitable liquid, we heat it up in steps, expose it to a flame, and some particular ratio of the vapor pressure of that above that liquid to the oxygen in the air will be sufficient for ignition to occur at the liquid surface. So that's the flash point. So for a flammable liquid, the flash point is less than 60 degrees. For a combustible, it's between 60 and 94 degrees. As some examples of compounds that you're familiar with, diethyl ether, I've already indicated, is a classic for producing laboratory fires. So you can see why its flash point is minus 43 degrees C. So you've got any source of flame, bang, that thing is on fire. Acetone is not quite as bad. You know, I've seen plenty of acetone fires in the labs as well, but these are nowhere near as dramatic as acetone. When you go to toluene, it's quite hard to get it burning. Same deal with methanol. You take naphthalene, it's got a flash point of 157 degrees C. So you can actually take solids. In the case of naphthalene, it doesn't melt. What does naphthalene do? Sublimes, yeah. So naphthalene sublimes. That's why it's used in mothballs. It puts a good vapor pressure above the surface. Okay, our next characteristic is a pyrophoric substance, which is a special type of flammable. They catch on fire without an ignition source. So white phosphorus and sodium. So you guys probably haven't played much with white phosphorus. It's a little bit dangerous to handle. Sodium, though, most everybody will have seen some sodium thrown into water. It's lots of fun. Nowadays in 10-20, we do it as part of the prac course, where we go out there, and Dave Godwin used to do it in the good old days as well. We didn't use quite enough sodium this year. It wasn't quite as dramatic.